Next theme and the plenary lecturer of that theme, Dr. Neil Ridler, to present the recommendations of the three panels. Are the panel chairs going to come and join you?
Please.
Panel chairs, where are you? Nathaniel, I can see you. Then there's Jolly Curtis here, and Clement, is he here?
Yes, he is.
Good afternoon. This session was sector management and governance in aquaculture, and there were three panels: improving aquaculture governance, what is the status and who is responsible for what, aquaculture governance and socioeconomic growth and development, enabling policies and partnerships for improved benefits, aquaculture governance, investment insurance and risk management for aquaculture development. So what I'll do is I'll go through the first quickly in the three recommendations for the first session, and I'll go through those, and then we'll come back and go through each point at a time. The panel, and the word here means that it's the panel that sort of put together what came from the floor, the recommendations from the floor, underline the importance of stakeholder participation in decision-making processes to advance aquaculture agenda, and it underscored the need to promote participatory governments through promotion of private public partnerships while ensuring coordination of stakeholder interventions, including those of NGOs. That's the first recommendation. The second, recognize the importance of good governance in aquaculture development, noted that insufficient information inhibits efforts to formulate adequate governance models, recommended that FAO accelerates its efforts to prepare guidelines for aquaculture governance, and expressed the need to document cost-effective means of enforcing regulations, a burning issue in developing countries. And the third, recognized the value of sharing national experience in aquaculture governance and noted the urgent need for countries, NGOs, and development agencies or organizations to collect and disseminate positive and negative experiences on the ground. And the second part, countries to improve their national institutional capacity and consider creating lead agencies to oversee and coordinate the development of the sector. So to go back to the first recommendation, underline the importance of stakeholder participation and participatory governance. Are there any questions? Any points? Okay. Sorry.
Yes, thank you. We are talking about participatory approaches, and I think that what we are doing here is very much of that, and I would like to thank the FAO and the other organizers for putting this conference together. It's a very big, a huge job. Now I realize that for time constraints, you don't have the time to take, as we have seen for the previous session, you don't have the time to take on board all the inputs from the floor. And also I realize that you need by the end of the day to, validate the consensus, the Phuket consensus. I wonder whether it would be an option to put these recommendations for two more weeks on the website of the conference and leave the opportunity to people to think about that, digest all this information, and come maybe with other comments that you could take into consideration. I understand that this does not fit really with the format of the conference, but then maybe at the end the outcome would be even greater than what you expect now. Thank you.
I personally agree with you, but it's beyond my fiat to decide or reject the idea. I think it has to be left to the FAO Secretariat. I just don't know their deadlines. Okay? So ideally it would be done in, a couple of weeks. Everybody could participate. That's what you're suggesting? Yes, okay. Are there any other points? Oh. Okay. The second part is looking at information, the problem of guidelines that are being prepared, I believe. The suggestion is it should be accelerated. And the problem of regulation and monitoring enforcement of regulations. Are there any questions? Sorry, please.
I think I might go back to the first one, I think, probably in the governance. I'd like to suggest also this, the importance of the stakeholder participation, especially in the decision-making process, right? So can you mention that, I mean, a stakeholder participation includes the private sector and the major groups?
I think that's included in Part B, is it not? Private-public partnerships? Uh-huh. But it could be added there as well if you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could
thank
be
you.
A bit more specific.
Right.
Yeah. So because there will be a, you know, like many type of stakeholder, primary and secondary and so on. Especially in this case, I like to mention that the primary stakeholders, who are the producers, mm-hmm. should be in the process.
Yes, I agree.
Especially in the guideline and standards and, you know, formulation of guideline and standards.
Right. Yes, especially yes. with the emphasis now on co-management. Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, the suggestion is that I continue with all the sessions, and then I'll come back to them. The second one looked at development enabling policies, suggested importance of quantitative socioeconomic impacts, the limited number of case studies should be a systematic review of agriculture socioeconomic impacts, and accelerate the development of a user-friendly model. Second recommendation from the second session noted the need for, emphasized the need to develop quantifiable and other indicators, such as cost-benefit, indicated that the documentation of work done in similar disciplines could be noted, or could be the starting point. And, noted the limited resources remained one of the handicaps, and recommended that practical ways and means could be developed. So, in the third session, Agriculture Government's Investment Insurance emphasized the need to increase and make investment more productive, and recommended that more research and development is needed, and human capital capacity development. Was concerned about the access of insurance to prefer small and medium scale farmers, and there should be extended insurance coverage such as the Asia Aquaculture Insurance Pool, and developing techniques to lower risks. Concerted action of disseminating successes and failure stories in aquaculture risk management and aquaculture insurance schemes. The need to help small-scale and medium-scale farmers to access credit. The need, perhaps, for government subsidies for aquaculture investment may be justified from an economic point of view, and their use should be used for this for insurance. The last one, the role of international and regional banks in terms of supporting the sustainable development needs to be strengthened, and noted that the establishment and provision of these services could benefit from the guidelines produced by FAO. These are the insurance guidelines that are produced earlier this last decade. So I'll go back to the where we had left off. And this is the first session looking at particularly positive and negative experiences and the need to improve national institutional capacities, particularly a lead agency. Please.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry to go back to the first one. When we are talking about stakeholders to be involved, yes, but generally in developing countries, stakeholders are poor people and they cannot influence the policy. Let us add and potential stakeholders. Potential stakeholders are businessmen. They can change not only the policy, they change the government. So involve actual and potential stakeholders. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
I think again, I would like to look at the first one. This participatory aquaculture governance. I think provision of legal framework for which it's not mentioned here. Provision of legal framework for participatory governance. Legal framework.
Okay, so you want legislation? Yes, thank you. That is important. I agree. Please.
Thank you. Again, also on the issue of legal frameworks, because we noted in the other slide that we needed to enforce, but many presenters noted the lack of legal frameworks, and so this should be developed and enforced.
Okay, right. Thank you. Yes, note has been taken. Are there any others? Yes, please. Can you then move on?
Thank you. I was just wondering if in the word stakeholders, other sectors other than aquaculture and fisheries that are included, because that's the logic behind the ecosystems approach.
Yes, it is. Yeah, obviously with integrated coastal zone management, it's all, you know, all sectors are included. Sorry. Yes, please.
I wasn't really part of the discussion, so I don't know if it was brought up at some point about the provision of financial resources and controls. I do think we need to have the controls that would protect the small farmers from being taken advantage of. And so was it in there somewhere, was it considered in some way?
Yes, it comes later on in one of the other sessions talking about investment.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, to move to this... the second, looking at improved benefits, enabling policies, etc. To the first one.
Can you see the recommended that a few accelerated support to prepare guidelines for aquaculture governance, which contain all those things, consulting all relevant stakeholders, especially farmers.
Sorry, you wanted to add? Sorry. I'll ask Dr. Hishamunda.
Consulting all relevant stakeholders, especially farmers.
Right. Yes, that will be done. Thank you. Sorry, yes?
Hi. I just think on point A, this idea of good governance, of course we will all agree that there has to be good governance, but it might be worthwhile expressing exactly what's meant by those terms. Whether it's legitimacy, participation, all the rest. It makes it far clearer than something we can't disagree with, I think.
Okay, thank you. Anything else with the first one? Okay, I must... Anything with case studies?
May I suggest that you go by one slide after one slide, therefore we have a time to read.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll stay with this slide. The second slide, quantifiable and other indicators, and looking at work done in other jurisdictions and in other sectors. Any questions? This is the limited financial resources, and looking at ways to improve access. It is. I'm sorry about that. It was done. Recommending.
Yes, the point C, I think it's there now. I think Therese recommended that practical ways and means be found to allow resource-limited farmers to access credit to cover the investment and/or operating needs. There it is.
Are there any questions on this? The question about finance, does it answer your question, earlier question about... Oh, okay.
Available, but do we have the controls? Or are we referring to some good practices of lending or something like that that will not take advantage of the farmers?
It could certainly be included in there.
May I ask which point you are specifically referring to?
Access to financial resources, which is fine, but it appears to me that there should be, I think it's in the next slide, it appears to me that there should be some controls with regards to that. Because if the financial institutions get unreasonable and there are practices that could take advantage of the farmers, we're going to defeat the purpose of the whole thing.
If you could just add on fair terms or something like that, unfair terms. Did that answer you? Oh, yeah, okay. That was the last slide of that particular session. Any other? Then we go to insurance and risk management, need for increased investment and human capacity development.
On the second one, before you go to the insurance, should there be some recommendation somewhere in there about encouraging, again, the public-private partnerships in terms of enabling? In general, under the topic of enabling policies and partnerships, somewhere in there, could there be a reference to the public-private partnerships again in terms of enabling? Because if successful parts of the sector enable the growth of the sector as a whole.
I agree. Yes, it came up at an earlier point that was raised. Thank you. Any other questions? No? Okay. This one?
Yeah, number one there, research and development to support greater intensification of aquaculture production. I don't think we're always looking for greater intensification. We're looking for greater sustainability of aquaculture production. It might involve intensification. It might involve less intensification. So greater sustainability of aquaculture production.
Yes, that's a good point. Thank you. Anything else? No? This is about small and medium scale and their access to insurance. Please.
I don't believe that this came up in the discussions, but I would recommend that we make a recommendation that insurance for environmental damages outside of the risk to the farmer himself for maybe losing his crop or such as that, it be developed, and we encourage an insurance industry to emerge that can protect the commons from potential damages from aquaculture growth and the cumulative impacts of an industry growing.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Is it just knowledge available to aquaculture farmers? It's knowledge and resources, isn't it? Increasing the knowledge and the resources available to farmers?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Yes, part. Right. Well, it comes up with the previous slide. Thank you. Anything else? This is success and failure stories in aquaculture risk management and insurance. No, perhaps a bit of a motherhood, but it was suggested, recommended by people on the floor. Any questions? No. This is the credit, and we're going to include control. Any questions with this slide? Right, this is where we're adding fair terms. Nothing? Yes, please.
Yes, I just wonder if somewhere here, are we covering the risk need also in the large-scale industry? Because when they have a problem, like in the Chilean case or in other cases in Asia, and they have a real problem, there are many, many poorer people get out of jobs.
So you would like...
So I don't know if also we should say something about the need to ensure that even larger companies have some sort of risk management and insurance that cover. The labor, because this is a main problem in many places.
Yeah, it's a good, very good point. I agree. Yes. Any other questions? Please.
On these the last three slides, I just have a concern that... somehow the investment that we're talking about here with credit and insurance is put into the broader context. There's no point in just providing credit if farmers don't have access to the market. There's no point in providing credit if farmers don't have the capacity to manage and reduce the risk. So I just wonder if we could insert something there, perhaps in the earlier side, about the need for investment also in the institutional mechanisms, partnerships, enabling environment that will make investment in sustainable aquaculture work effectively. Mm-hmm. And I believe there's an issue about making it work at scale and reaching farmers. And if we don't put more effort into making things work at scale, making the institutions function effectively, we're not going to be able to get credit insurance to particularly the resource-poor farmers
okay.
as they need it.
Thank you for that point. Yes, that will be noted. That is
I have a request to make from Mike, I guess. Could you please formulate that and give that to us? Then we'll see where to include it in the report. Thank you.
I think this is the last slide. No, one more.
Adding to Mike's point, is it possible to somewhere include a point on creating consumer awareness and on health benefits of like eating seafood, because that's key for so
for the market.
Market.
Yes.
Market access.
Yes. Yes.
Just a point on A. I wonder if it's only international and regional development banks which should be strengthened in terms of providing credit. Maybe there are some other institutions you might look at, maybe at the local scale. Some of the clusters that Arun's been talking about the last few days, for example.
Okay, yes. This is the last slide. Are there any questions on this one? No? Well, thank you very much. Thank you. We've been better all in one.